read about other strong women like Pat, or to share your own story. Citrical Calcium. Stand strong.
As the holidays approach, the Big 550 KTRS is reaching out to those in need in our community. On Friday, December 16th, KTRS and Calvary Church will be collecting toys for needy families in the St. Louis area. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., KTRS personalities will be broadcasting live from Westfield Shopping Town Mid-Rivers and collecting toys. So join us Friday, December 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Westfield Shopping Town Mid-Rivers for the KTRS Toy Drive. Brought to you by Bowie Funeral Home, True Advantage Fitness, St. John's Bank, Computer Problem Busters, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming in the spring of 2006, let's go, go. LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you're gonna remember this the rest of your life.
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Till Friday.
I think it's tomorrow. 2 days.
Great.
Two days. Yeah.
Hey, these things are real low, Peon, these headphones, but Peon has an excuse for being off the mark today. And
he has something for the Burke cycle.
Yeah, oh, he is the Burke cycle probably today. We'll get to that. Welcome to the 12-12-05. I think it's 06. It's not yet.
Not yet.
I don't want to rush it. 12-12. Yeah. December 12th. Which means there are, 13 days till Christmas Day, 12 days till Christmas Day. How can that be? Where did it go?
I don't know.
Can't believe that.
Where did it go? We start the show off, for those of you who are new to the show, with a thing we call the Burke segment. And some other time we'll explain if you don't know who Mr. Burke was. And it goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say? Peon!
I figured he'd either go first or last.
Yeah, let me just say, Peon had a car wreck yesterday, and right now Steve Schaefer's grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah.
More body work coming
in. Yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
Why don't you just share with everybody, no other car involved, you slid into a concrete abutment?
One of those divider? Concrete divider things. Yeah, the separated ones, they're about six feet long.
Right. And tell them what happened to that thing.
I knocked it over.
It's a big chunk of concrete at 40 miles an hour. I've seen those things.
Yeah.
To knock one of those things over.
Oh,
big time
force. Yeah.
I think you ought to pay the state or MoDOT or whoever. Oh, I think you ought to pay for that.
Come pick it up? No, it's not damaged. It's just tipped over.
Well, you ought to have to go there and tip it back over yourself. your own,
if you would have stayed in your lane, it wouldn't have happened.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt the way they do things. I wouldn't doubt that they charge them
for the manpower
to flip it up.
To flip it up.
Yeah,
yeah, I think they should.
Well,
I think they should
they
bill
have to
you.
Find me first.
Oh, that's going to be hard to do. Yeah.
How'd this happen?
I hit some ice on Riverview Road up by North County, by the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Well, they have.
I'd like to say, before you say anything else, I'd like to say, too, this is God punishing you because I told you you bought a car from somebody who is not an advertiser.
Right.
And when you did it, we scolded you. And this is his way of saying, next time, support those who support us. And
maybe very soon next time because
you think it might be
total. Did you total it?
It could very well be.
We have Johnny Londoff on pretty soon. So.
Well, we have Londoff. We have Bomberito Cadillac. We have Newbold.
Yeah.
I know, look, you're a young guy without a lot of money, so Cadillac's probably out.
Yes.
You're really not a
BMW's out.
BMW's out. You're not an Impala guy. You've done the truck thing.
Right.
So, you know, Newbold. Newbold's sitting over there waiting for your business.
Yeah. Toyota sounds good to me.
So both airbags went off.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no
they
kidding.
Did.
Which I've never had happen, but you confirmed what I've always heard, that it stinks.
Oh, it smells so bad. And
why is that? Why couldn't they put baby powder?
What
in
does it smell like? Give us an example.
I couldn't even. Yeah, I'll give you an
example.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Does it smell like rubber burning? Like tires burning?
Whatever. Or? I don't know what gas they used.
You
to,
recorded the airbag when it went off,
yeah,
didn't you?
No.
That was those both
are
off.
Very powerful. I would have thought
two
they
airbags
had more force
wow
than that.
I don't even remember if my head hit the airbag because the seatbelt stopped me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if my...
And by the way, now you're faking that my neck hurts thing. Knock it off because there was nobody else. You can't sue anybody. So you might as well give that up.
Good.
You come in here
really,
today, my neck hurts. I said, hey, nobody to sue. Oh, okay, I feel okay.
I'm having a hard time turning my neck. I went yesterday to the doctor and they said it's not broken. My neck's not broken, so that's good.
That's good.
You know what happens a lot of times is you just kind of sore, and then like a week later you're paralyzed.
Yeah. So, that can happen.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. So airbags didn't hit you in the face or anything?
I don't think so, but then all this...
That's pretty quick, too, that just...
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, people were asking me, did the airbags scare you? And I go, no, I didn't even have time to notice the airbags. Because I'm smashing into this concrete.
Yeah. I think a concrete thing coming at you, or you calling it, is scarier than an airbag.
Yeah.
Because you're sliding toward the concrete.
Yeah.
Airbag's puffy.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a big marshmallow.
Well,
yeah.
I want to go back to the smell, though. I mean, you really can't say it's similar to...
Like dirty feet or something?
Well, burning human bodies.
Whatever gas they use to...
You open a bag of nacho cheese Doritos, the stink kind of like that.
Yeah, a little bit like Doritos. Yeah.
Well, why does that have to be? Why couldn't they put... Seriously, why couldn't they put a, like, baby powder?
Air freshener.
Put
canister.
Some, a Glade thing in there.
Mountain Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick your scent for your airbag, if you want.
You pick your nose, you might as well be able to pick your scent.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I see. Well, did anybody stop to help?
A trucker stopped and asked if I was okay, and I said I was. And I was real close to my aunt and uncle's house, so I called them, and they came pick me up. And we ended up changing one of the front left tire was flat.
Mm. Yeah, I can't believe you drove that thing. I saw the picture. I mean,
I thought I could get it home. It would make it easier than...
Yeah,
because I didn't know if we were going to tow it.
Really
yet.
Did some damage by driving. Front
end.
How far was the drive home?
20 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Holy cow! Yeah.
Oh, from Riverview to St. Charles.
Yeah.
You screwed some stuff up even more.
Oh, but all this smoke started pouring out of the vents too, and I didn't know what that was. So I'm trying to get out of the car because all the smoke of that.
This is after you had the wreck.
Yeah, right after. And I'm try opening my driver's door, and it doesn't open.
You're thinking you're trapped and you're about to burn up.
Yeah.
Burning.
The car was going to... So I ended up getting out to the passenger side. And
were you alone?
Yeah, by myself.
Mm. Hey, were your pants on?
Yeah, the pants were up.
Did you poop in them? Did you make duty in your pants?
The only skid marks were from my tire.
Oh.
Sure. Those underwear are long gone.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, but it was quite an experience. That's my first.
I've never had an airbag go off.
I haven't either.
Oh.
But everybody says the same thing. It stinks like crazy.
Yeah, not good.
And I wonder if anybody's in the automotive business or works at one of the plants, what is the stink? And why does it have to stink when they go off?
That's a good question.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's a...
I don't know what gas cartridge is used to activate them.
The methane cartridge.
Yeah.
No, I mean, why would it have to smell?
I don't know.
And what is the source that blows that thing up? And how does it then deflate so fast. I mean, it's a pretty interesting.
It is pretty cool.
And see how very it pops expensive. Out of this
the reason they may total, if you blew two of them out, they're really expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that may be.
We had to cut it. They don't come out once you. So we had to cut the excess bag off so I could move the steering wheel.
I had surgery to have that done.
Yeah. Excess bag. Was too big.
Yeah. Excess bag removal. Yeah.
There. Done so there. Tomorrow the car will be towed to Schaefer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless they total it. Now what if they total it?
Well,
who's
still doing that
to buy another car?
It's up to Schaefer. Yeah, to decide. But I called my insurance company, and they were going to give me a list of shops to take it to. And I
and you said, hold it right there.
I did. I said, I already have my shop picked. And she goes, well, let's check and see if it's on the list, and it's a preferred.
And I don't care if it is. It doesn't need to be.
Trouble, you sit Karen on.
They're preferred by me, so.
Yeah, you could very much.
That's what matters.
Can't you pick whatever place you want to go to?
Yeah, usually.
She said if you pick one of their preferred things, it's guaranteed for, I can't remember what she said.
For Allstate?
Allstate.
Okay.
Well, you're in good hands, I guess.
Hey, you got
something.
You got something there.
I just threw it out there.
You just thought of that. I think that's, you're in good hands.
Huh.
What if they use something like you're in good hands with Allstate? Why not?
Wow.
No.
A great idea.
I was thinking more Schaefer.
We got you covered better. I think that sounds
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got calls coming in. I want to take them. So let Dan, do you have anything for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I do, I'll get the calls real quick. Go ahead and have Karen.
Okay. Was there more? You didn't go to the hospital or anything. And you didn't call the police either.
No.
Should have called the police.
Yeah, I agree. You always
should call the police, get a police report.
Yeah.
But you didn't because you're drunk.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah. I had to get out of there.
You didn't call the police because you had a big bag of dope and drunk on his butt. And nobody else involved, so you figured.
No, I did go see the doctor last night because stiff neck. Mm-hmm. So they took care of that. And
I guess you could still file the police report. You'd have to go in. Right?
Well,
you could call the county and say, you know what, I thought about this. No other car was involved, no other person. But for the record, I think I'd like to come in.
And sometimes they'll come out and say, there is no report. I've had that happen.
Right.
They just say, well, you know what, there's nothing we can write up here. I mean, it may have been the case. It probably didn't have to call.
And I think along there, it's the city, St. Louis City.
Oh, it may be.
Declared there, so I don't know.
Yeah. And if there's no one else involved, you really, obviously the insurance company didn't say, well, we're not going to do anything without a police report.
Right.
So maybe we'll talk more later. And, well, good news, no broken neck. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Karen Vale, everybody.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Do you have anything?
I just have a couple little things. One,
I wouldn't say that. You're too hard on yourself.
Yeah, thanks.
Big things.
One is because I walked in here. And Ian,
we all walked in
Ian
here.
I'm so proud of you. Ian is wearing, folks, a man's dress hat to work today. That love that look, and I am sorry that it went away, and maybe it's a sign it's starting to come back.
It'll never come back.
Oh, I hope it does.
It'll never come
back.
Well,
why don't you wear one tomorrow, too?
I wear a leather hair, like Indiana Jones.
Leather hair?
Leather hat.
Oh.
Indiana Jones hat. But you're never going to business a dress hat.
Oh,
you'll never see
such a good look.
Yeah, because there's been plenty of time for that to recycle and come back around like a lot of other things, like pedal pushers,
hose.
And they changed the name of pedal pushers to whatever they call them.
But I like the look of it, so I bought it.
You know, wide ties, narrow ties, big lapel, small lapel. But the hat thing? Never came
well,
back.
Or maybe this is the start. I'm hoping.
I'll start.
Well, he's a trendsetter.
Yeah,
I know. And then the only other thing is, you remember the movie 3 Days of the Condor?
Sure, Robert Redford.
Which I think is a terrific movie. Very suspenseful, and if you've never seen it, it's really worth watching.
There's a porno movie, not to be confused, 3 Days of the Condom.
Oh, that's
the guy who's on a small budget.
Small budget. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's not the same movie.
The reason I mentioned 3 Days of the Condor is we watched a movie over the weekend, which I felt very, it's very much like condor, and that was the...
Why are you wringing your hands?
Because I'm putting lotion on. My hands are...
Why do women always put lotion all day long?
Because my hands are all dry and cracked.
Women sit at desks and put lotion on all day.
Because I can't do it when I'm driving, so I'm doing it now.
She's getting ready to give us our Christmas
gift. Yeah, so shut up. You'll be last now, since you mentioned it. But
slop it on.
Sloppy last.
So the reason I mentioned 3 Days of the Condor is the movie, Nicole Kidman and Sean Penn movie, The Interpreter.
I've seen it.
Oh, I thought it was great. Yeah, it was we watched it over the weekend, and it reminded me of the other one. So that's all I have.
Yeah, this King Kong thing is supposed to be incredible. I mean, 4-star, 4-everything across the board.
3 hours, though.
That's opens Friday. Yeah. But
is it 3 hours?
Yeah.
They say it is. It's great. And you know what? Who'd ever had the guts to make a third or fourth King Kong movie?
Yeah.
If they had come to me and said, well, you'd be kidding me. We've done this before. But apparently they did it right.
I heard it's the sixth most expensive movie ever to make.
And another projection I heard was they think the box office take is going to be bigger than Titanic was.
Mm-hmm. Probably. It probably will. Because more people... You know,
kids, too, are going to see it.
Because kids don't know what the Titanic is, a lot of them, and it's more of a love story where this is a big, giant gorilla.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'd like to do a scene from the movie.
King Kong?
Yeah.
All right. Go right ahead.
That's Jack Black.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
All right, the Burke segment is officially...
No, wait. Oh, Dan?
I'm sorry. Dan, go ahead. Dan Strauss,
Frank.
Everybody.
Thanks,
folks on hold, we'll get right to you. Dan Strauss.
Went to the Ambassadors of Harmony Christmas show over the weekend.
Fantastic.
Oh, my. It is absolutely spectacular. If you haven't seen it, next year you have to go see this. It is just unbelievable, and it gets you in the Christmas spirit. And then we were driving around last night. We're driving around on the way home, and we drove through a couple neighborhoods just to look at some Christmas lights. Alyssa wanted to look at some Christmas lights.
Who is Alyssa?
Alyssa's my 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay.
But she said, oh, look.
He never can remember that.
She says, oh, look, they have an activity scene.
That's fun. That's fun. Little atheist.
Yeah.
Instead of nativity
scene. Poor little girl doesn't know what an nativity scene is.
She said activity scene, and my sister used to call the three wise men the three wise guys.
Yeah.
All the time. I know.
They had an activity scene.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Kids.
It was
the greatest.
But that's it. That's all I have.
Yeah. You can tell she's my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
What?
Nothing. Yeah. Burke segment is officially closed. Off to the phones we go, and apparently a lot of you have memorized the numbers, but let me give them anyway because the phones are all lit up. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. A couple of quick hits before we break. Hello, Philip. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that this weekend my airbag went off.
Okay.
I was sitting there talking to my wife, and we got in a discussion about...
I don't think that's funny. See, I don't think wife... derogatory wife comments. You don't hear that from us.
Well, my sympathy to Peon. I've never had an airbag go off in a car, but she went off on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aiming the PM.
Oh, man. He could tell she's either not listening or out of town or whatever. For whatever reason, she's not listening.
No.
Nobody would be that gutsy. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing? Well, of course I am in the PM as always. I'm not certainly not an expert on airbags, but I've worked around gases and that quite a bit. And I would suspect, my understanding, basically when they purchase the gases and things to go in there, I'm sure that they do that on purpose with stench. You can get either non-stenched or stenched. I'm sure they do it stenched, and the stink is on purpose so that rescue workers, when they go to work with you, will know that there's fumes and gases possibly present. And that's why I'm sure why they do that. So,
so it's kind of a tracer, like in natural gas?
Right. I mean, in other words, if they're going to start in with, say, something like a Jaws of Life, and there's going to be possibility of sparks, they need to know that there's the gases are present. So if they, you know, basically take precautions, you know, precautionary measures, I'm sure that's why they do that.
Well, you know, yeah, but it's... by the time they get there,
once it's
dissipated, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine.
I think that's why the stench is still there. Except that basically, there's a stench still there, then they know that it has not.
Well, you know what, John? How horrible would it be if they showed up and they said, "Hey, buddy, we'd like to torch you out of there, but man, there's gas in there. We're just gonna have to let you die."
Well, like I say, I'm not an expert, but I'm sure that I know some people that do that, you know, that do that kind of thing, and there's different precautionary measures and things that they can take.
That's a good, rational reason for there to be that odor. So as a detectable, that's good, John.
Or maybe the other one is some kind of a charge device that goes off, that ignites, that makes that gas.
Somebody called and said it was nitrogen gas.
I believe it is.
Nitrogen itself doesn't smell, mm-hmm. just like natural gas mm-hmm. doesn't smell. So right, I think John's got it.
Maybe,
until we hear a better explanation, I'm going with you, John.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be very discouraging. And if they did show up and they're ready to take the torch and they go, hold on,
let him get crushed to death.
I smell gas.
Yeah, we can't go in.
Was that Saturday Night Live that did the Jiffy Pop airbag? Remember that?
No, but sounds funny.
Because if you're in there waiting for the emergency crews, you can just open up your airbag.
And have
some popcorn.
You're on medication.
Yes, I am.
At least you have an excuse. Here's Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
How you doing, Frank?
Doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Peon, a few years ago, my daughter accidentally sideswiped a stop sign in Maplewood. And she came home and where she was living there, and she was all upset about her car being all wrecked and everything. Somebody took her license number.
Uh-oh.
And the police came to our house. It's in the city.
Uh-huh.
And they arrested her.
What?
Complete with handcuffs and complete with having her car towed.
Whoa.
Property damage?
She left the scene of an accident
and destroyed
city property.
Uh-huh. Well,
and I went over there to see the stop sign, and it was like just barely leaning a little bit, and I could see the color of her car scraped all over, because her car was wrecked.
The cuffing thing seems a bit extreme.
They cuffed her.
Wow.
And I come to find out that my attorney got all upset about it because they're not allowed to cross city lines, because come out of Maplewood and come into the city and arrest her. So it was all thrown out.
Wow.
But she still had to pay to get her car out of compound,
yeah.
And they still fined her like $180 for a stop sign.
Well, they impounded her car?
Yeah, they towed her car. It was evidence.
Well, why would some scumbag take her license plate?
Who knows the explanation for any of this?
What's the benefit to you of doing that? Hey, I saw somebody hit a stop sign. Like, you're in charge of collecting for the city or county.
Yeah. But they arrested her for leaving the scene. It was her. She was the accident. She left her own scene.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. Man.
That would sit well with me
if they came and cuffed your kid for accidentally scraping a stop sign.
Well, did you call the police?
No, he didn't call the police because he was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
But his blood alcohol content was like 0.30 or something. So I'm smart. No, there was no reason to. I've actually called him, and there was nothing to write up. And I just thought I thought I had to call in no matter what.
Oh, they'll be waiting for you when you get home tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that property damage thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go ahead now, just give out your license plate number over here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody.
Home address.
Was there any witnesses, anybody around? Were there any witnesses when you started sliding?
A trucker stopped and just asked if I was okay.
But he stopped after the fact, but do you remember any traffic going?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sliding around, smashing into the concrete thing. I didn't notice anybody else.
There's a great joke. About, and you reminded me when you said somebody stopped, about a guy who is...
It's like a bonus joke?
It's a bonus joke. His car carjacked.
Yeah.
And a guy takes his car at gunpoint, and then he makes him take all his clothes off. And he leaves him on the side of the road, totally nude, with his hands tied together, and he's bent over, and his hands and wrists are tied to his ankles. Oh. And he's bent over nude with his butt sticking out on the side of the road. And a trucker pulls over and gets out and walks over and says, what in this world? And the guy is bent down. He's down, you know, his head's down because his hands are tied to his ankles. He's butt naked. He looks up at the guy. He says, oh, man, you know, first of all, I get carjacked, and then I get robbed. And then after I get robbed, the guy takes my clothes and leaves me on the side of the road, humiliating myself naked, bent over like this. I'm telling you, this is just not my day. And the truck driver says, nope, it sure is. It's a gay trucker.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So that's a bonus joke. All right, we have to take a quick break.
Hey, a little teaser before. When we come back, I can tell Peon and tell everyone what I learned from my son's accident when he was in an accident, what I learned from the insurance company when you're in an accident by yourself.
Ooh, this is good.
Oh, yeah.
Good information.
Oh,
you can't
yeah.
have too much of that.
Yeah.
What, to keep your rates from going up or something?
Yeah.
We should. Oh, this is good. We need
should've
to know.
You told me Friday.
I should have, yeah.
Well, maybe too late. Well, we'll find out. All right, before we break, well, Woods Basement Systems, woodsbasementsystems.com is their website. What do? They are in the business of fixing basements that have problems, and those problems can be cracks. There are natural cracks, and a lot of times the people at Woods Basement will come out, and somebody's freaking out over a crack in the concrete floor of a basement when it's perfectly normal. In fact, I don't think I've ever been in any house with an unfinished basement where there wasn't some sort of hairline expansion crack or something.
Oh, they say that that's normal, that concrete will crack.
It'll settle, and it'll have certain little cracks.
And it will crack. And Woods Basement came out to my house. These guys are just incredible. And they looked around and saw where it needed to be peered, and they're actually not doing the work on it. Woods Basement, they came out and said, you know what? It's not as bad as you think. We don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
But here's a guy that can help you, and they gave me the name of a guy that can help me that's going to come out and do some work. So.
Yeah. I thought you could call me. They went down and found crack cocaine in your base, but that was another.
No, that was it.
They can't help you there.
Yeah,
that they don't want to have anything to do with that. But that's what they do, and they did that with my mother-in-law. She was all upset, thinking that it was going to be some astronomical thing, and it was if I remember, $300-$400. I mean, she expected thousands, and they said, you know what, it's very fixable, and they fixed it. And that was the end of it. Woods Basement Systems. If it's a big deal, they'll fix that, too. Or like Dan said, if it's something that's completely out of their realm of what they do, they'll send you to somebody who will take care of it. But most of the time, they will have the system to put in place to take care of whatever is causing that water to come in or the foundation to shift or whatever. They are Woods Basement Systems.
The end of the year is quickly approaching. For warehouse and facilities managers, that means renewing your warehouse leases. I'm Brian Travers of the Travers Group. I own and manage over 2 million square feet of warehouse space. Before you sign a new lease, call me at 314-389-8000 and I can save you money. I currently have warehouse space for $2 per square foot. I'll customize any size space to fit your needs. We're located I-70 close to Lambert Airport in downtown. Start the new year off saving money. We are half the cost of space in Earth City and Westport. All of my warehouse space is professionally managed and maintained with 24-hour security. Call me, Brian Travers, at the Travers Group, 314-389-8000. For top-quality warehouse space for $2 per square foot, give me a call at 314-389-8000. That's 314-389-8000.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you were going to risk crossing the ocean, what kind of boat would you want? Would it matter to you that the captain had never made a successful voyage? Or would you rather have a cruise ship captained by someone who had crossed many times? If you're going to take the risk of making the crossing, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best boat with the best crew? Many investment advisors put their clients in mutual funds that have a poor track record or sometimes no track record. And on top of that, the client has to pay a load for the fund. If you're going to take take the risk of the market. Don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds possible? At the Mutual Fund Store, we pick the fund managers with the best track record, and we never sell a fund with a load, either on the front end or the back end. And our only fee is based on a small percentage of the value of your portfolio. So our success is tied to your success. If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
It's been said, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. At Heartland Home Health Care and Hospice, we help people struggling with extended illness, disease, or pain by encouraging them to not let their circumstances define who they are or the quality of life they can achieve. It's a philosophy we call sincerest care, from a Latin word meaning loyal or true. The truth for patients is that a positive outlook can make all the difference in reaching their goals, even some that seem unreachable. From pain management to family counseling to advanced care planning, we offer holistic care to treat more than symptoms, but the whole person, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Many trained professionals can change dressings. We can change outlooks. Sincerest care. It's about living.
For more information, call Heartland Home Health Care and Hospice at 314-453-0990.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg of Dierberg's Markets. For generations, people have been brightening the holidays with beautiful flowers. And in St. Louis, the place more people trust with their holiday flowers is Dierberg's Florist and Gifts. With the largest staff of professional floral designers in town, Dierberg's Florist and Gifts can help you put together the perfect arrangement for your holiday celebration. For twice daily Metro delivery and nationwide FTV service, just call 314-692-2000 or visit us online at Dierberg's.com or stop by one of Dierberg's Florist and Gifts' convenient locations. Happy holidays from all of us at Dierberg's Florist and Gifts, the florist with the supermarket attached.
Surprise someone with a poinsettia topiary in a decorative basket. A Dierberg's Florist and Gift signature item for just $29.99 plus delivery in town. Or send the FTD Holiday Celebrations bouquet out of town for just $54.99 plus wire charge. And whether you're giving a gift or decorating your home for the holidays, Dierberg's Florist and Gifts poinsettias are always a favorite.
Cosmetic dentistry is a non-specialty interest area that requires no specific educational training in order to advertise this service.
A message from the office of Dr. Michael White about crooked teeth.
There are many different kinds of crooked teeth. Overlap teeth, twisted teeth. Some people have gaps between their teeth. Most people think they need braces for 2 to 3 years to solve these problems, but that's just not the case. Using the latest techniques in cosmetic dentistry, we can fix virtually any crooked teeth without braces, often in just 1 or 2 visits. And I want to stress that. We can fix virtually any crooked teeth in just 1 or 2 visits without braces.
And these treatments are affordable.
We offer financing, we take credit cards, we can even phase the treatment over time. We can make a brand new smile affordable for almost anyone.
Just imagine how much better you would look if your teeth were straight. Call Dr. White's office now for a complimentary consultation at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Dr. Michael White at the forefront of cosmetic dentistry.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm here at Michael's. They have an amazing selection of gifts for kids, teachers, everyone on my list. On sale now. No handheld gizmos or R-rated video games. They have creative educational activity sets, frames, scrapbooking, and a great selection of kids' art sets starting at just $3.88. Over and out.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michael's store near you.
Mr. Shatner, is it your testimony that Priceline actually lets you choose your exact flight?
Yes, it is, sir.
I can pick exactly what I want and still get a good deal.
Yes.
Flight times. Mm-hmm. Airline.
Sure.
Nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Without ever having to bid?
Not if you don't want to.
Counselor, where are you going with this?
Your Honor, I think he's going to Priceline. Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
3:43 at the Big 5:50. How about a check on traffic sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball? With jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Southbound 270 at 70. An earlier accident has been cleared. Westbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Left lane's closed for construction. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Slow traffic.
Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, a good run so far. Eastbound 40 at 14th Street, that is still closed for maintenance operations. Last Missouri exit is also closed, so no delays at this time, though. Westbound 70 between Branch and Salisbury, road construction the right lane down. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, expect some delays. Eastbound 70 at the reversibles, all the roadways have reopened. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Now tell me, when was Jesus born?
Last Monday year.
Tell me when
was Jesus born? Last Monday year.
Tell me when
was Jesus born?
This is Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Was it January?
No.
February?
No. March, April, or May? June, July, August, September, October, November, 25th, baby.
Yeah! Woo! Come on! Come on! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I like the backup band. All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS on the day after Peon's accident. Back to the phones. There's somebody who refers to, I guess, himself as Tracker. Is that right?
Yes. Frank, it's been a long time since I've talked to you all.
So long that I don't remember a Tracker, but yeah. What's going on there, Tracker?
Well, I've moved to Texas. I was just up here for the weekend dropping off some furniture for my younger brother. I'm driving back to Texas now, and I had to call and wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, that's very nice.
Isn't that nice?
That is very nice. Where in Texas do you live?
35 miles of north of Corpus Christi in a town called Rockport.
That sounds like a neat place to me.
My kids, I have seven kids, and they're in really good school districts. They're all on the AB honor roll, and they enjoy living down there.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Corpus Christi. What part of Texas is it? The south? Is it near the coast, or where is it?
I'm literally about a mile from the Gulf from the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow. Good luck next hurricane season.
Oh.
Well, we had to evacuate for Hurricane Rita. We got out of the end of the driveway, and they canceled the evacuation.
All right. Well, thank you for remembering us when you came back to town.
I always listen to you when I have time down at the house. I hop on the internet and listen to on the internet. You guys have one of the best shows anywhere in the country.
What?
Huh? Oh. What?
You have one of the best shows anywhere in the country.
Okay.
And I am always AM and PM.
Thank you, Tracker.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You too. Oh, how about that?
Hey, did you want me to tell you what the insurance guy told me?
Yes, here and now to save you agony, headaches, money raised in insurance rates is Dan Stroud.
Thanks so much, Frank. I've heard this from two different adjusters and another insurance guy that if you're in an accident by yourself, and I can't believe that they even told me this, but if you're in an accident by yourself, no witnesses around. You just say, hey, like Peon, he's driving down Riverview Boulevard, no one around. You just say, someone cut me off, I hit this ice,
well,
and I hit it.
First of all, that's a lie.
I know, it's a lie, but it's also, and then your insurance company treats that as an uninsured motorist.
But it's a lie.
I know, it's a lie.
Yeah.
But he said people do that all the time.
And here's the other problem. It's insurance fraud.
Yeah.
So if you want to pull that crap and go to prison, if somebody witnessed it, saw it, turns you in, and now you got a problem. So
yes.
I would highly recommend not doing that.
Oh, no.
To save a few bucks in insurance premium rates, you may find yourself in some major trouble. And with this, in this day and age where cameras are everywhere, you never know where there's some intersection camera and they go, hey, there's the accident. Nobody cut that guy off. Insurance fraud.
Yeah.
You may go to jail.
Good story, Dan.
Way to go, Dan.
And they call that the phantom driver.
Uh-huh. Way to go. Dan Strauss trying to make it
right. Thanks so much, everybody.
Break the law and get liars and commit insurance fraud.
Yeah!
Good. Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening right now with this deal with my son, Corey, the guy that
He's committing insurance fraud?
No. The guy that hit him is committing insurance fraud. He's blaming it on someone else that caused him to veer over two lanes and smash into him.
Yeah, and there was nobody else.
No. No, there's no one.
So he's a liar.
He's a liar, and it took a while, but the insurance company told me that people do this all the time. If there are no witnesses around, they will say that someone did that, and then they blame it on a phantom driver and uninsured motorist.
Again, you got more guts than I do. Because I'm scared to death of
IRS.
I'm scared of those guys, and I'm afraid of cameras everywhere.
It comes back to nobody being accountable anymore. They just blame something or somebody else.
They eat people here. Yeah. Who's accountable anymore? That's barbaric. Here comes Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
I had something similar like that, like happened to that one guy where his daughter got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was driving down the highway. It was bad weather. It was about 3 years ago. I had a truck. It had hubcaps on it because it had older rims because I couldn't get a hold of the original part. Well, I'm driving down the highway. I hit a pothole. Needless to say, I didn't know my hubcap had flew off. Well, it jumped up, hit the guy behind me on his windshield.
Whoa.
Shattered his windshield on one side. It didn't come out because it has a safety glass on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it hit him just hard enough. Well, I didn't know. I was driving around the road. Next thing you know, I got somebody up on my butt, flashing their lights as hard as they can, honking their horn, you know. And nowadays, I'm thinking a crazy person.
Yeah.
I sped up and drove off. I'm like, man, this ain't right. So I drove off. I get home. There was cops waiting there for me. I was arrested for knowingly fleeing the scene of an accident.
Ooh.
And I was charged in court for it. I ended up getting it taken off my record and thrown out. Because there was another witness that saw the fact that I didn't know that it had happened because I hit a pothole when it happened.
Yeah.
And everything. And then the guy tried to sue me on the side afterwards.
Well, I mean, obviously your story is one that absolutely, I'm not going to pull over for every lunatic that flashes his lights at me.
Exactly.
And it is very possible to have that fly off your car and you never know.
I've had it happen to me. I've had somebody's hubcap fly off at me in the window, you know. And I figured, hey, it was an accident. You know, I pulled up. God said, your hubcap hit my window. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, it didn't know. You know, it broke my window. I just went on and replaced it.
Well, and you've got a road hazard clause in insurance policies, right?
Yes, I do.
For stuff like that.
Yes. I have full coverage on my car, but the fact that I got arrested for it was stupid.
You know, I've tried to. It happened a couple of weeks ago. Have you ever seen somebody on the road and their gas cap flap is open? And even the gas cap is hanging off on a little chain?
Yeah.
And you know what? You try to pull up and get their attention, and they won't look at you.
Because they freak out.
Yeah, they're afraid you're a crazed killer.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tell this couple, hey, your gas cap is off. They would not look. I beat the horn, and you could tell they deliberately would look, not even straight, but away from me because they thought, the guy next to us was a lunatic. Screw you. You know, go on and sling
your gas out. I had another insurance problem happen. Once I make this quick, I promise. My neighbor across the street, I park on the side of the street, and the way they got him, the driveways go driveway, yard, like that, but they're in between each other.
Right.
Each driveway faces the middle of your yard. Well, I was parked. They backed into my car in the middle of the night, called their insurance company, and their insurance company tried to sue me for blocking access of getting out, and there was nowhere else to park.
Man, Tony, everybody's trying to sue you.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we're going to sue you. I think we're going to sue you for calling us today.
Thanks, guys. Hey, have a good one.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
You too.
We have a good what? You have a good one. You say, well, it's confusing. You want to do one more?
Sure. Sure.
Quick one. A quick hit from Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm doing fine. AM and the PM. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. You've got about 2 minutes.
Well, you know what, Frank? Let me call you back then because I actually have an extremely funny story. It'll probably take me a little bit longer. Can I call back after 4 o'clock?
If it's extremely funny, you bet. Because we don't.
I guarantee it.
We need all the help we can get.
I'll call back after 4 o'clock. Is that okay?
Sure, Dan. Thank you.
Great, Frank. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know what? He knows that a good story takes a while to tell. Speaking of that, the joke today. In the Playhouse.
Yes.
Never before told on this
show.
Brand new one. Somebody sent me, and it is a good one. The only thing I don't like about it is it implies that married guys get fed up with their wives and would like to get rid of their wives. The only thing I don't like about
that's crazy.
But it is crazy, Dan.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell it anyway. Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths and Appliances. That's the official new way that you refer to Callier and Thompson, because in addition to being in the total and complete remodeling business, remodeling kitchens and bathrooms, they are now in the appliance business. Now, you knew they were in the appliance business before in that the West County location downstairs. There's a separate 3,000 square foot showroom of the world's finest high-end appliances. And I mean these are commercial grade in many cases, Viking and Bosch and things like that that you see in the homes of people who are gourmet cooks. But now you can call Callier & Thompson. You know, if you have a regular kitchen and you don't need a $3,000 refrigerator, you just say, hey, we need a refrigerator, we need a dishwasher or microwave or whatever, and not only will they be your supplier, but they will send somebody out to put it in right. And I have to tell you that if our microwave goes out in our kitchen, I'll have to call them because it's inset in a, you know what I'm saying, in a cabinet,
right.
And it's got a frame around it, and I wouldn't know how to begin to put another one in to make it fit the same way. It's probably a standard size microwave, but it was put on a little, sort of like two little metal runners to make it fit in this hole in the cabinet. So that's when you turn to somebody like Callier & Thompson, or if you just want to make sure the thing is installed right, because sometimes things are put in and they're not level, washers, dryers, refrigerators, and it affects the way they operate. They'll make a noise they shouldn't make. I like it said so the refrigerator door closes itself. You do that at home, where you open the door and it'll gradually go. You adjust the front a little higher than the back, and it'll close.
Most of the time, yeah.
No, every refrigerator I have ever had, I have it set so it closes its own door.
Sometimes, though, if you put too much weight in the door, it'll kind of mess it up.
Well, what do you put in the door? Bowling ball? What do you
put in the door? No, but if you do like a big grocery shop and put, you know, lots of stuff in there, it might mess it up.
Well, okay.
Most of the time, though, it will close on
you. Yeah, there goes your theory.
Yeah, well.
Screw everything up.
The commercial. Yeah, Callier & Thompson can come and even, now you know what? The one person they couldn't satisfy, Karen Gray.
Oh, that's not true.
I would like to say that any of the rest of you, they would make you very, very happy. Callier. Oh, and the St. Charles, as you know, they're showroom there is moving. They are in the process of moving and opening a bigger and better one. They need more space. We will tell you after the first of the year where you can go and see that new St. Charles area showroom. Till then, it's West County, South County, Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths and Appliances.
There is something we all have in common every single day when we drive to work, and that is that little check engine light on our dashboard. And we say to ourselves, if we don't look at the light, it'll go away. Well, we know that's not true, and if your check engine light is on, just like 20 million other Americans, I've got a solution for you. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. If that check engine light is on, you need to get your car to one of the 5 area AAMCO stations, and they'll check it for free. That's right, absolutely free. Doesn't matter what type of car it is, foreign, domestic, new car, late model, doesn't matter. Visit one of the 5 area locations today in Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO or consult the local white pages for the center nearest you. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. It's AA-MCO.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AAMCO Center for details.
Here's an update on consumer spending this holiday season. More homeowners are at the malls, maxing out those high-interest credit cards. There'll be a big price to pay after the holidays when the big bills arrive.
Sound familiar? If it does, give yourself a nice early present. Cash. Call American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, American Equity Mortgage can help you fast. We'll roll your high-interest credit cards into one new low-interest home loan with one low monthly payment and give you cash for the holidays. You'll enjoy your peace of mind knowing big bills won't hit you in January, and you'll save hundreds of dollars every month. Call American Equity Mortgage now, 314-878-9999. Get extra money for the holidays. Call 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
I love this song.
Who is
where
it?
Those the Dripping
Griffins.
Yeah.
It's in the first Home Alone
yeah.
when he's putting that aftershave and stuff on his face.
That actually was a funny scene.
And one of the funniest things over the years of doing this that ever happened was the Reverend Mike Anderson, when I worked with him, he got up on stage to introduce, I guess it was the Coasters. And he introduced them as the Drifters.
And
they were not happy. It was either that or it was the Drifters, and he introduced them as the Coasters. Whichever way, they were not happy.
That was when I couldn't tell those bands apart.
No, they're so similar, the Platters, Coasters, Drifters, whatever. We don't have a whole lot of time, so what I will tell you is this, that coming up next hour. See, Monday is the day we don't have the Dr. Doug or Outdoors Ned or Joe Hipperson, so Monday's wide open. So let me give you the phone numbers, and you can fire away at us the 4 o'clock hour. And I also want to say, the guy last week who called and had the idea that we take one at a time and have one segment with Reggie where it's just sort of the ask Reggie almost anything, ask Bill Clevelin almost anything. As much as I hate to say this, my wife said, that's a very good idea. That's the only reason I don't want to do it.
Man.
I don't want to do it now, because if we do it, it looks like I'm caving.
Oh, yeah.
And that she's got a good idea. But I think maybe we will do that over the course of the next few weeks, is have one day where the whole segment is call and just, you know, ask them almost
anything.
That'll
be fun.
Kind of get to know these people that you hear every day. It's 4 o'clock. We'll be back after the news on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. He's expected to be executed 10 hours from now. Stanley Tookie Williams, Crips Gang co-founder, convicted murderer, and death row author, has been denied clemency from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Williams' supporters say he has redeemed himself while in prison. His opponents say he deserves to die for murdering four people in 1979. KGO reporter Brett Burkhardt is outside San Quentin Prison right now.
It is clearly the news that protesters outside San Quentin State Prison were not wanting to hear. The governor releasing a statement today reading, after studying the evidence and wrestling with profound consequences, I can find no justification for granting clemency. He met with both sides for about an hour on Thursday. Some thought that he would make his decision on clemency within the past couple of days, but he took until the day before execution to make his decision, and at 12:01, Stanley Tookie Williams is expected to die by lethal injection.
Williams' lawyers say they will now ask for a stay of execution, so new information, they say, about his case can be reviewed. Starting next week, the government relaxes the rules on what sharp objects you can carry on planes. Lots of folks are not happy with the plan. ABC's Andy Field is live in Washington.
Sherry, starting December 22nd, small scissors and screwdrivers are on the approved list. TSA's Edmund Hawley tells Congress he wants screeners spending time on bigger threats.
It's not about scissors. It's about bombs.
The Flight Attendants Association President Pat Friend disagrees.
Why does anyone need to bring scissors or screwdrivers on board, except potentially to cause harm or mischief?
Congress could override the TSA with a law that bans even the smallest of scissors. Sherry?
ABC's Andy Field live. President Bush once again telling an audience the U.S. will stay on the offensive in Iraq.
We will fight this war without wavering, and we will prevail.
The president also responded to a question in Philadelphia about Iraqi deaths by saying he thinks about 30,000 Iraqis have died since the U.S.-led invasion. You're listening to ABC News.
Nancy Grace here. Each and every night on Headline News, we listen to the arguments.
Explain to me. I want to believe you.
We look at the evidence.
This guy has her blood on his tennis shoe.
And then just call it straight.
The defense might as well pack up and go home.
I guess some people just can't handle the truth. So be it. The tough questions, the hard answers. I'm ready. So, hey, bring it on.
Nancy Grace, only in prime time on Headline News. Weeknights, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
It is 4:03. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Chrysler is investing more than $1 billion to retool and modernize its two Fenton plants.
Truly a great day for Fenton
for St. Louis County, for the St. Louis region, and indeed for the entire state.
Governor Matt Blunt says Missouri will remain a leader in auto manufacturing across the country. This investment also guarantees the jobs of almost 6,000 union workers for the foreseeable future. Tony Candela is president of the North Plant Union. He says this good news is due to the workers.
If it wasn't for the hard work of the men and women on the shop floor and the quality that you produce, none of this would have been made possible.
In Fenton, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Missouri House Democrats want to eliminate the state's sales tax on any vehicle manufactured or assembled in the Show Me State.
It's a big sector of our economy. We all know that the auto industry is experiencing some challenging times, and they employ a lot of people in the state of Missouri. It's one idea, one way that we can keep jobs in the state of Missouri.
Columbia Representative Jeff Harris says it is the latest component of their Moving Missouri Forward initiative. A $6 million contract has been awarded to rehabilitate the Jefferson Barracks Bridge on I-255.
We're going to be repainting the bridge and also repairing some of the lighting on the bridge structure. And finally, there will also be some bridge service repairs on the bridge itself.
MoDOT spokesman Chris Sutton says the project is expected to begin early next year with completion next summer. St. Louis's election board chairman confirms significant problems have been discovered with a petition to recall the 22nd Ward Alderman Jeffrey Boyd.
We're going over to talk to the circuit attorney, and tomorrow we'll be talking to the U.S. attorney, just to open the lines of communications about these irregularities and what we need to do to refer them appropriately.
Ed Martin telling KTRS News it appears the names of at least four dead voters are on the petition to recall Alderman Boyd. The St. Louis man who suffers from Alzheimer's disease disappeared Sunday after leaving his home on Arco to walk to the store. 63-year-old Albert Williams, described as black, about 5 feet 6, 130 pounds. Williams last seen wearing khaki pants, a maroon sweatshirt with Incarnate Word on the front, a blue jean jacket, and also a black ball cap. Anybody with information is asked to call police. In a Sunset Ford sports update, the Blues waving goaltender Patrick Laleem. The 31-year-old Laleem has struggled all season, 3-11-4, with a 3.97 goals against average. That ranks 40th among the 42 goaltenders.
He himself, myself, all of us expected him to be more consistent for us because that's what he's always been. And I feel that he will get himself back to where he can play in this league. And that's what we expect from him, and I know he expects that from himself.
Blues general manager Larry Plo says Curtis Sanford becomes the starter. Simmons Cooper Market report the Dow ends the day down almost 11. NASDAQ Composite Index up 4 in the S&P. Up 1 point. Weather Plus forecast from News Channel 5 meteorologist Scott Connell. Partly cloudy tonight, low down to 30. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 44. 39 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball, with jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Southbound 55 at 7th Street, a stalled vehicle. This one's partially blocking the ramp. Westbound 40 between the St. Louis Science Center and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley, a slowdown. Remember, eastbound 40 at 14th Street, road crews out, the right lane's closed. Also now the last Missouri exit, Broadway. That exit ramp's closed. Traffic now backed up to Jefferson. Westbound 70 between Branch and Salisbury, road construction, the right lane down. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, some delays there. Southbound 270, slow from 40 through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, heavy traffic. And an accident reported now on Telegraph at Susan Road. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, this is Paul Verner with Amazing Tiny End Windows, wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday. When it's cold outside, people often ask if we can still install Amazing Siding and Windows, or should they wait till spring. With our quality products, we install year-round. In fact, to keep our amazing crews busy, we're offering free installation on any home exterior project now through the end of the year. That's free installation on Amazing Siding, Amazing Windows, and Amazing Gutter Protection. When the temperatures drop, you can really feel how drafty your old windows are. If you install energy-saving thermal replacement windows now, you'll save on heating bills all winter long, so your windows practically pay for themselves. Call now, replace those windows, and get free installation. With utilities skyrocketing, our energy-saving windows and our amazing insulated siding can stop your money from going out the window.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Get free installation now through the end of the year. Call 636-532-1997. That's 636-532-1997. And thank you. Previous offers excluded.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. Days from the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
A lot of people may think this isn't the greatest time of the year to buy a new car. Think again. The fact is that Central Nissan right now is the best time of the year to get a great deal on a new Nissan. Hi, I'm Butch Suntrip with three reasons to visit Suntrip Nissan in South County over the holidays. First, our annual demo sale. We've taken more than two dozen vehicles in like new condition with less than 5,000 miles on them and given them pre-owned prices. You'll save thousands. I really mean thousands. Second, we've marked down our remaining 05 Nissan SUVs to move them out before the new year. Xterra's at only $19,600, Murano's at $24,900, and Pathfinder's at only $25,600. Third, check this out, the Suntrip Nissan No Charge Maintenance Program. Your $4,000 gift from us with every new Nissan purchase. It covers oil changes, tune-ups, brake jobs, and more, plus tires for the life of your car. All on us. But it's only through January 2nd and only at Suntrip Nissan.
On South Lindbergh, just south of Pesson Ferry.
See dealer for details, SuntripNissan.com.
The holidays are here, and buying at auction couldn't be more fun. Ivy Selkirk's Jackson Rooms auction is Wednesday and Thursday, December 14th and 15th at 9:30 a.m. Antique furniture, paintings, silver, oriental carpets, Waterford and Steuben crystal, collector's civis and monumental Yacht Row porcelain, books, jewelry, and fur coats. Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers, 726-5515, or go to ivyselkirk.com for more information. I.B. Silker, 175 years of bringing the very best to St. Louis.
Hi, friends. Heloise here. If you want to be an active, adventurous woman well into your later years, take a hint from Pat. At 71, she's walking and hiking the world for the first time. Now that takes strong bones. So Pat takes Citrucal Calcium to stand strong. Citrucal is proven to help prevent osteoporosis. Citrucal is a great hint for women who want to be a Citrucal gal like me. Be sure to visit StandStrong.com to read about other strong women like Pat or to share your own story. Citrucal Calcium. Stand strong.
For that perfect gift for that perfect lady in your life, get her a Season Spa and Salon gift certificate. 842-6500 or online at SeasonSpa.com. Season Spa and Salon. The perfect gift. Holiday wreaths, poinsettias, whimsical centerpieces, and other holiday cheer are sent with a simple call to Don DeFoe's Flowers and Gifts. 966-2461 or online at DonDeFoe's.com.
Coming in the spring of 2006.
Let's go!
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Come all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Joyful.
Joyful.
Triumphant.
This is like Michael Jackson. With a deeper voice.
Oh, come.
Come on, you people.
Oh, come.
Oh, come.
It sounds like Mike Tyson a little bit in the background there.
A-R-A-M.
I hear it now.
Behold him. And behold him. Born King of all angels.
Is this the Ambassadors of Harmony?
Let us adore him.
No. No, it's not them.
What is this religion?
Let us adore him.
It's the same one that they sang at last month of the year, the Jesus and Prayer Boys. The Blind Boys of Alabama.
Are they blind?
Yeah, they're
get
all
out of here.
The Blind Boys of Alabama. Wow.
Sing.
And they're all blind.
Choirs of angels.
That's Mike Tyson.
Is that
Mike
Tyson?
Oh, man. What's the best thing on here, do you think? Go Tell It on the Mountain? How do they do
that?
Number three, try that one.
Where did you get that?
I don't remember.
The Ambassadors of Harmony did probably, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Oh.
Go Tell It
on the Mountain. Richard Pryor's dead, you know that. You know what's interesting to me about people like Richard Pryor and Sam Kennison and a couple other people is that there's no doubt that they were tormented geniuses, okay? But nobody ever seems to want to say they were filthy. I mean, you know, Richard Pryor, and you'll never hear this. You don't hear on television. Nobody ever steps up and just says, people like this are the people who opened the door for just unlimited F words and the filthiest, I mean, you name it, they'll spew it out on stage. That doesn't mean they weren't talented or they weren't funny. Richard Pryor was funny. But isn't it interesting that nobody wants to say, you know, if it weren't for these guys, we wouldn't have some of the really just filthy, vulgar comedy routines that have become acceptable.
Yeah, and I don't remember... I mean, I remember him in a couple of things. I never saw him in stand-up at all.
He tackled a lot of topics that didn't get
more
tackled
favorable.
That day. Yeah.
Like what?
Race relations and.
Well, those have been tackled before. I mean, Lenny Bruce and people. I mean, what he did was, you know, I don't know that it's hard to explain. I think Richard Pryor was very funny, but to me, these people. I don't think they know that they're funny enough to be funny without being filthy.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Robin Williams, you know, Robin Williams was here at the Fox, and I know some people that got up and walked out because they didn't know. They had seen some Robin Williams movies, but they'd never seen an HBO special. They were stunned at how filthy it was. They thought, Mork and Mindy, and here's a guy who's funny. And they couldn't believe how dirty it was. George Carlin. If George Carlin weren't filthy, he'd still be a genius. Richard Pryor would have still been a genius. And I don't know what I'm trying to say, except I guess I wonder, would they not have been successful? Bill Cosby was very successful.
Look
more successful
Skelton.
Than these people. Hey, he wasn't filthy.
Yeah.
But then you say, well, but that's 50s and 60s. That's not now. But at what point did we decide that, well, okay, now it's time that we really need comedians that are really filthy? How did that happen?
I don't know. The things I remember about Richard Pryor, I mean, it's stupid stuff because I couldn't name two movies that he was in. And I know he was in other movies. The one I remember him in was Car Wash because I think that movie is hysterical.
One of the funniest movies I saw him in was Hear No Evil, See No Evil with Gene Wilder. Hysteric.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Brewster's Millions, he was in.
Yeah.
See, and those I've never seen. I don't know why. I just never have. But then the other thing I remember about him was the whole deal with the freebasing and, you know, how he got
He was in 23
messed
movies.
Up.
23 movies.
Yeah.
And what I remember was that he lied to Barbara Walters. He flat out, and he had, he did it so well when she asked him about catching himself on fire. And how he lied about the accident, and I forgot what he said happened, but then she went back and interviewed him later, and she said in the second interview, you lied to the world. You flat out lied about it. You were freebasing cocaine. She said, yeah, I was, and I did lie about it. But it was so believable, because I saw the interview, and when she asked him, there were rumors about freebasing, no, that did not happen. I mean, and he bought it hook, line, and sinker. He was a genius. But and I like a lot of these people, I don't care who they are, they seem to have, it's almost as if the funnier they are, more successful they are, the more screwed up they are.
I know it.
The Chris Farleys of the world.
Yeah.
And
like on a self-destruct mission.
Yeah.
While they're experiencing success.
And why is that? Because Jack Benny and Red Skelton, these people were funny. Jackie Gleason, they drank probably, and Gleason was a big drinker. But they weren't on the same track that these people were. I mean, they weren't on a suicide mission. Red Skelton, Jack Benny's even a better example. Bob Hope. And you never read about, Bob Hope caught himself on fire.
No.
I mean,
no?
Free baits and cocaine. No? It's almost as if these guys have to just push everything. The language, the drugs. How far can I go till I'm dead? And ultimately, a lot of them, John Belushi, they end up dead. But I will be the first to admit that some of the people you don't want to laugh at, like Lewis Black, who's a modern-day thing, you can't help it, dirty or not. You can't help it. They're that funny that you're kind of nervous about what you're laughing at.
Oh, Chris Rock, too.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Chris Rock is hysterical, and his dirty stuff is hysterical, and so is George Carlin's. But I wonder, would they have been as successful without the dirty stuff? And I say possibly, probably, maybe. Because I don't think they know how bright they are.
I don't know, but our culture has just challenged people to just keep raising that bar. Almost like daring people, what else can we get by with? And, I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, I watched a concert, and I forgot who it was, but the guy walked out on stage. I wish I could remember who it was. Somebody very famous, well-known. He walked out, and then the place went crazy. And after the applause settled, the first thing he said was, F you! In the two words, okay? And they went crazy. I mean, they went nuts. Like, that takes a genius to do that? Or go ask yourselves, first thing they say. That's not funny.
No.
And I don't know what it is that makes people think, oh, man, that guy's great. Hey, I went to see a show. First thing he came out and told us to go F ourselves. If somebody took you down the street, you'd punch him. It's weird to me. I love jokes as much as anybody, but I think most of the jokes that I've heard in my life, most of them, 90% of them, even if they have dirty words, if you take the dirty words out, they're really dirty words, it's still the same joke. Mm-hmm. It's still just as funny. Now, there are some jokes, and I have one in particular, it's one of the few radio jokes I know. It's just not as funny without one dirty word in it, and it never will be. But those are few and far between. So Richard Pryor, I guess is lucky he even made it to 65.
Yeah.
And, man, he had a pretty pathetic and pitiful last few years. But the stuff that I remember him for and thinking he was funniest in was not the graphic descriptions of the difference between the way white guys fornicate and black guys, using other words. I mean, that to me wasn't the funniest of the funny stuff. And I think again, George Carlin, you talk about a brilliant mind, this guy. But when he starts ranting and raving about his political crap, get off the stage. Going on about how we have too many golf courses and we're eating up the land environmentally. Get off the stage. Like Wayne Newton. I went to see Wayne Newton at the Fox, the worst show I ever saw. And all I heard was, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, the biggest draw in the history of... I go and he gets up there and he starts talking about the mistreatment of the American Indians and stuff. What?
Sing Dr. Shane. Get off the stage.
So Richard Pryor, 65. And MS... he had it, but a heart attack is what killed him.
Right.
So, all right, back to the phone. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Back with us with his funny. He says it's funny, and he needed more than 2 minutes. Dan, how are you, Dan?
I'm once again doing well, Frank. Aiming to PM.
All right. Hallelujah. You know, you set yourself up. This better be good.
I think it is. Hello, right. Karen, by the way.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Oh, man.
Last Monday afternoon, I went into an establishment out by Kansas City, at the Blue Ridge Parkway, exit 17. I don't need to necessarily name the name of the place.
Okay.
Walked in, and three very attractive young waitresses, all wearing very, very tight white T-shirts and orange T-shirts.
I can't imagine what this would be, this place.
It was very hard going in there, but anyway.
What way was hard going in there?
the one lady asked me, can I help you? Can I get you a table? I said, no, I'm just here to get a gift certificate. And she said, okay, for how much? And I said, $30. She said, okay. So she kind of prances over to the table. There was a couple managers and a couple other very attractive waitresses standing there. And so she comes back and she says, how much did you say you needed this for? And I said, $30. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. They only come in $10, $25, and $50 increments. And I said, well, how about free $10 gift certificates?
You threw her a curve on that one.
Frank, she got this look on her face like she didn't know what to think. And she's like, oh, okay. So she walks away, and I start chuckling. I start laughing. So the one other waitress that was standing there said, is something wrong? And I said, no, that's just kind of struck me funny that, you know, I asked for $30 worth, and she tells me they only come in 10, 25, and 50s. And the number two waitress says, well, I can understand where that would confuse somebody.
The number two waitress.
So the original waitress, number one, comes back up to the, like, where I check out and everything, and I give the gal a $100 bill. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know what's coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
She hands me three $20 bills. And I said, ma'am, you gave me $60 back. And she said, I know. And I said, well, I gave you a $100 bill, and I have $30 worth of gift cards. And she storms back to the table where the manager was sitting. I don't know what she said to the guy, but the manager comes over, and he said, sir, is there a problem? And I said, well, no, sir, not necessarily. I just got $30 worth of gift certificates. The young lady gave me $60 change out of a $100 bill. And he opens up the cash register and he gives me two fives back and he goes, here you are, sir. And I kind of chuckled and I said, you know, it's really probably none of my business. How long has that gal been working here? And he said, well, Crystal, which was her name, has been here for about 2 months. And I said, how are your books?
check the accounting. Holy cow.
That is a true story, Frank.
I don't doubt it.
I don't either.
I'm surprised if you gave her $100. I'm surprised she just didn't give you three $25 gift certificates and just call it even.
I could not believe that.
Other thing is she could have been working it to just tip herself. I mean, that, you know. And I've seen that stupid side.
No,
yeah,
she's
maybe
like,
not.
I don't think she's smart
sure,
enough. No, I don't think you're smart enough to do that.
No.
You folks have a great holiday.
All right, Dan, you too.
Oh, by the way, Frank, I'm picking you up all the way out in Boonville, Missouri.
Woo! Wow. On the other side of Columbia.
Yeah. On the way back from Kansas City. Exit number 103 is where I can pick you up, man, coming in.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
We don't have $30 worth. We only have, you know, that's like saying, hey, can I have $30? Sorry, I've only got three tens.
How about now? Some places they
they're not hired for their brains, those short orange, short white T-shirt places.
No. Some places they charge you now like $2 or $3 for the gift card. You go in to get a $10 gift card, then they charge it's like $12.
No, not for me.
Or a handling fee or something.
That's crap.
Not for me, because you're getting somebody to come in as a customer who's probably going to spend more.
The malls do that. If you go in and get a gift card for the malls, they charge you
$2.50
or $2 or $2.50 for the card. Some kind of crap.
Yeah, that's BS. I'm not doing that. Let's go to another Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, happy holidays, everybody.
You too, Dan.
Hey, I am AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And hello, gorgeous Karen.
Oh, handsome Dan.
This is one of those, be one of those blind singers.
Hey, Frank, I'm picking you up in South St. Louis.
Whoa. St. Louis is way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down. That's the first thing you have to do.
I just wanted to let you know that I have a new AM and a PM person sitting next to me, my new wife from November the 5th. She's listening to us as we talk on the radio right now, and she enjoys listening to your show, and she happens to be your favorite age at 42, Frank.
That's it.
So, I wish all you guys...
That really impressed her.
Yeah.
He disconnected. I bet she's impressed now. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll call. I'll get us on the radio. You watch. I'll be on the radio first. I may have turned it down so she couldn't hear it. And then he disconnects himself. Then we divorced in a month. Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Frank and gang.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Paul.
Ooh. Yeah, I heard you guys playing the Blind Boys of Alabama. And last year, it reminded me of last year at Christmas time on Channel 9. They had a special with them on for about an hour. And it was unbelievable. The story behind them is just unbelievable. They were all basically they were basically just given up by their parents because they were all blind.
Yeah.
And a woman